Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's a palate cleanser for the people.
Rodgers avoids the sack. Deep downfield, caught at the 35-yard line, and going all the way to the end zone is Freiermuth. Pat Freiermuth, 68 yards.
He's back. Steelers' leading receiver, 5 catches, 111 yards, 2 touchdowns. The long one there is 68. Targeted 6 times. They tried to get it to him early. There was one that was negated by a penalty by Cincinnati. But then you didn't see much of Freiermuth until they were trailing. And then he became really their number one wide receiver from that point forward. This is how they're going to use him. Like if they need to be going up and down the field and throwing the ball, they look at him as a good receiving tight end. That's obvious. And Rodgers looked for him in a key moment there. And I just don't think you've seen the last of Patty Fry.
I mean, this is how they wanted to use all tight ends. I mean, let alone just Pat Freiermuth. I mean, what, 4 tight ends caught a touchdown? And Connor Hayward almost caught one.
Yes, he did.
Hit off his hands. He needs to catch that, by the way. But
yeah. That was a great hands. Play design, too.
Yeah, right up the, you know, the insert, mm-hmm. right up the gut.
That's what rail. I called that, except I said it was going to be Metcalf, so I definitely didn't call
Metcalf
it.
Metcalf did go out in a flat route, though.
He did.
Uh-huh. Oh. You were close.
Wow. I'm so happy.
From the backfield. That's
yes.
a good call by you.
Yes. I'm so happy.
Darnell cut
this
the
morning.
Touchdown. Yeah.
That paid for our McDonald's today.
Darnell cut the touchdown, but you odds and ends the Metcalf throw, which was the same play, but you bet on Darnell. Look at that.
Yeah.
Bang, bang.
Bang, bang, bang.
Do you want the results of odds and ends?
Not just yet, because for as bad as the game wound up being, entertaining game. But for as bad as the result and this highly paid defense played, is it okay to be encouraged by the offense?
I am.
I'm very encouraged by the offense. And look, it feels like it's the end of the world right now, and we're going to have a show like it's the end of the world right now because that's what the people want, and that's how I feel in my heart of hearts. But there's a lot more football to be played. The Steelers' offense is a top 10 offense in the NFL right now. You can't convince me otherwise. And I know Cincy's defense sucks, but you did what you're supposed to do against a bad defense.
That's why I was going to take it back. Okay, yeah, it looked good against a very bad defense.
But I thought that relative to a competition last week, it looked good. Like, the Browns' defense is good, and they played well.
Yeah.
And Minnesota's defense is good, and they played well. New England, that game was kind of goofy. But more often than 4 out of the 6 games, I think you got an above-the-line offensive performance. And last night, it was significantly above the line. You can't lose that game when you score 31 points. So I could say on one hand, oh, I love the Steelers' offense. I believe in the Steelers' offense in a way that I haven't since like 2018, Ben. But on the other side, you can't lose that game. We said it all offseason. Rodgers is going to have a handful of games where you go, damn, that's the old Rodgers. We got one last night. And we got one in game one. They are 1-1 in games where he throws 4 touchdown passes. You need to be undefeated in games where your 41-year-old quarterback throws 4 touchdown passes. Full stop. Have to be.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.